USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We got to get $5 billion for the wall.
Less than a week until the deadline for a government spending bill to be adopted to avert a partial government shutdown. And President Trump is still threatening to let the government shut down if he doesn't get $5 billion for the border wall he's called for. And Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's on the president's side.
We need to stand firm and get that done. And I do think, contrary to what Pelosi has said, I do think there are the votes in the House to get that done. I just hope our leadership puts that bill on the floor, the full $5 billion for the wall.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Director James Comey, currently behind closed doors, being questioned again about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Comey didn't respond to shouted questions as he arrived on Capitol Hill a short time ago. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reaction continues to roll in after a judge rules on Friday that Obamacare, as it currently stands, is unconstitutional. A report now from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be, to come up with a replacement plan that protects pre-existing conditions.
President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome because Obamacare has always been unconstitutional.
Police in Colorado finishing the search of a piece of land for a mother who disappeared on Thanksgiving. They were looking for Kelsey Barrett on 35 acres owned by her fiancé. Barrett last seen in public at a Safeway on November 22nd. Her fiancé, the last known person to see her in person. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Utah couple facing charges after being arrested on allegations of repeatedly waterboarding their 9-year-old daughter. Police in Provo say Joseph and Ilaria Mitchell would tie the girl's hands behind her back before sitting her back with a towel over her face and pouring water over it. Police say the parents also physically abused the girl in other ways, including physical beatings. Well, gasoline prices continue to be low this week, as we hear from John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon, that Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
I'm John Clemens.
And Saturday Night Live comedian Pete Davidson has seemingly deleted his Instagram account after a rather dark post over the weekend. He posted he didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Davidson has been fairly open about his mental health struggles since joining SNL. He's been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and often uses that in his material on the show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.